Spend a minute or two on this machlokas between the Rashba and the Baal HaItur. So just by way of a quick reminder, the Rashba, what page was it again?
115.
Thank you. So it's the Rashba commenting on the Gemara here about Evad Kanani. So after he quotes Rashi and the Ben Yochanan, he says that Rashi and Ben Yochanan are very similar. On Mem Dalet, on page Mem Dalet, see over there in the Rashba? Zayin, anyone have a place? So he cites the Baal HaItur. He says the Harav Baal HaItur. It's the second line down in the column on Mem Dalet. See, every column has is Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Mem Hei, Mem Vav.
Baal HaItur, yeah.
So he cites on two lines down, the Harav Baal HaItur. Zal shekasav the afagav de lo artze ela basar de kachala. I'm sorry, de lo artze. He didn't tell him ahead of time, hey, I'd like to marry that woman. Ela basar de kachala, ela basar de kachala, odie la hu gavra of artze be'edim mikudeshes. In other words, the person who was not a shliach, went and was mekadesh this woman on behalf of the would-be Mekadesh. Says here, Heilech Mana Vizkachi Leploni. Then he comes back and he tells Ploni, hey, you know what I just did? And Ploni tells him, great. And he says that in front of Edom. Says that in front of two Edom. Says, wow, that's great. Mekudeshes.
Now if not?
Mashma, that this is what he has to do.
So if not, she wouldn't be Mekudeshes. Because she needed a divorce?
No, nothing. It's nothing.
It's nothing.
So, if he didn't do anything,
yeah.
If he didn't do anything, then it's nothing.
So,
but now even this minimal statement in front of Edom, according to the Baal HaItur, is sufficient. And according to the Rashba, he says v'lo nira dvarav. According to the Rashba, there's nothingness.
We don't have this explained so far.
What do you mean we don't explain this? We're going to try to do right now.
Well, so far, because when he said, if I could send out an agent. If you think she's good, then you'll marry her, and then I'll agree to it. It's just a point.
In this case,
he
didn't tell him anything.
Did I make somebody? They made this guy my agent.
No, just shliach.
So he's just a free guy in space. He's just deciding that I should marry this.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Woman.
That's exactly right.
Whether I want to or not,
No, not whether you want to or not. I guess that's the issue. He's saying that he thinks it's good for you. Say, I watch this guy be single. I found a good girlfriend.
I don't know. But if a person has to get permission to marry a second wife, so if a person had already a first wife, he won't. So how does it? Maybe he wants to take a second wife. Maybe the first wife won't want to approve. Even if the man wants it, she's not. Just because the person says I agree doesn't mean that it's always going to be true, because he has to get approval from his first wife.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Well, if I'm wrong, Rabbi, fix what I've said.
Let's take it slow here. What the Baal HaItur is saying is good, and the Rashi is saying no. It makes no sense. So what's the machlokas? So clearly they're both aware of the principle of zachal adam shal b'fanav. Right, zachal adam shal b'fanav means I could do something on behalf of someone else if it's good for them. Right, I don't need to be a shaliach.
When
strictly
good
speaking,
could
maybe.
Be,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's a son of Moses.
Okay, so that seems to be, at least according to the note, that seems to be Rashba's taina. Rashba's taina is, no, you don't say Zachal Adam Shal B'fanav over here. Why? Because maybe he wants to marry the sister. Or maybe by getting involved in this particular shidduch, he's not going to have opportunities for a different shidduch. It's not a zuchus. So according to the Rashba, the only way it would work is if... What? One of two things.
It is a schluss. The guy is amenable to it.
No, if he tells him before, I want you to do it, that's okay. But to go ahead and do it, and then have me concede to it after, so to speak, that's not sufficient.
Maybe if it's a single girl who doesn't have any relatives.
Forget about the... No. Oh, no, it has
so,
to be...
So there would be... No, but there's no sister in the mother.
No,
there's no
sounds,
new relatives. She doesn't have to marry the mother.
But the Baal HaItur's case is not... It's not specifying that case. It says a general rule. The Baal HaItur's saying this works. I'm just asking, what's the machlokas? I mean, maybe we won't be able to take it too far. But what's the basic machlokas? Simply stated, how would you present the machlokas? The first level of presentation, what would you say they're arguing about? Again, everyone agrees, Zachalalam Shalavafanov. I can't accept the chov for you, Shalavafanov, but as a chus I could accept. Everyone agrees. But the Rosh was saying, 1 second, there's a chov here. There's a detriment. What's the detriment? The detriment is you might want to marry your sister. Now, isn't the Baal Ita aware of that?
You're saying that something good he can...
That's everyone agrees with that.
What is...
The standard case is, for example, I see something in the street that you could use, I could be kona it for you, and it belongs to you.
Well, what if I don't want it?
What do you mean?
I don't want whatever it is. I don't want it.
You mean you decide after you don't want it? Does it belong to you or not? Is that your question?
No, you pick up...
I say here, this is for Pesach.
$20? I say, I don't want it. Leave it on the ground. Some poor guy will pick it up.
So now you're asking me, who really is the owner of it?
No, I'm saying, I don't want it. Don't give me any...
I know, but your question is...
Yeah.
Let's say you have some collection. You collect something. And then I see one that you're missing. I don't know. You collect spoons.
Yeah.
And I see a spoon on the street. So, wow, that one would really complete Pesach's set of rare soup spoons. And then I bring it, and I'm calling it for you. And then I bring it to you, and you say, no, I don't want it.
Right.
So now you're asking me who is the rightful owner of it.
No, I'm not asking you that.
Well, that's really the question. That's.
I'm just that's saying that I don't want it. You were saying that...
I know what you're saying, but I'm saying that if I picked it up for you and I was Conan for you, then you tell me I don't want it. You're asking me what's the result of that. Does that mean you're being maybe it's a form of being mafkir?
I'm trying to understand.
I understand. You're saying
you're saying anytime you do something good for somebody else, it's like automatically a done deal.
Zachal
I'm so saying. Fun. I'm right. saying maybe the guy won't want it, no matter what it is.
Ah, good.
So you're right. It's not a done deal.
So the question is, how does this principle work? How does zochen la'olam shlovafana work?
Yeah.
That's really what you're asking, but not necessarily asking it as a question. You're asking what's going to be the result. Well, I was under the impression it was good for you. And let's say it is objectively good for you. But they tell me, no, I don't want it.
Right.
Okay. So what would you say? At worst, or what would you say? That's it was his, and now you're telling me, okay, it's Hefker.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's not a problem. The question is over here, where I acquired this woman for the man, and then he says, okay, good, I'm very pleased. I'm very happy with that. Baal Ita says, that's good. The Rashba says, no, that's not good. Why is it not good? Because this was not inherently a Zachal Alam Shalom fun of a situation. It was not wholly Zachal Alam Shalom Fanav. There was some aspect of Chov here. It sounds like that's what they're arguing. No, what would the Rashba say if there was no, just lead to it, that there was no Chov? The spoon case. Let's take the spoon case. I bring home the spoon and he says, oh, great, thank you very much. It's his, right? No one's going to say it's not his. Yeah. Rashba would agree with that. Baal Ita would agree with that. What's the argument over here? The argument over here is, because inherent in Kiddushin is always an aspect of Chov. Because maybe this girl is now going to present the problem for you in terms of another Shidduch that you would have taken. And nonetheless, the Baal Ita says, if you afterwards say, thank you, I'm happy with this, that's good. Rashba says, no, that's not good. That's what the Machlokas boils down to. All right, so what's the next step? Does everyone see that? Chaim, you with me?
Why would Rashba say it's no good?
That's what I'm asking you. Why? Because there's an element of chov here. And when there's an element
No, but if the guy says okay.
Yes, even though the guy says okay after the fact, that's not good enough with an element of chov. But there's an element of chov I would have to tell him before. I would really like to marry that woman. Oh, you really like to marry that woman? And then I go ahead and I do it? No, then I'm on notice that it's good for you. All right, that's like Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chananel says, in the case of you wouldn't make the father shaliach, but you'd be Artsuye artsi kame va'ozil v'kidsho midilei mikacha. V'lo mashtar yelo b'geit v'chein halocha. Right? So to indicate my intent, my desire, my ratzon, my feeling on the issue beforehand, and then to have you go and do it, even though there's an element of chov, that's good. That's good. But where there's an element of chov, and then you go ahead and do it, and I only buy into it after the fact, that's not good. Can we explain that?
It seems like it's
so what house is like this? Normally, let's start more basic. Let's say there's no chov, right? No chov. When I pick up the item in the street for you, it's yours. Zach l'adam shalav afanav. Now again, I should mention that there's a whole separate lomdus, you know, a whole separate study into how that works. Am I a shaliach when I'm doing that? Am I not? I mean, how does zechiya work? Does zechiya work mitam shalichus or not? A separate question, but we're not going to get into that in a minute, for the moment. What we're saying now is like this. Zachon la'odam shalom afanav means, simply stated, when I pick up this item, when I do something on your behalf, it's yours. It's your ma'isa, basically. Whatever I'm doing on your behalf, it's good for you, so it's yours. Zachon la'odam shalom afanav. So now how's saying, when in a situation where it's not objectively zachon la'odam shalom afanav, it's not objectively zachus, because there's an element of chov here, well, we need to clarify that going forward. We need to clarify that before I go and act. So how do we do that? Oh, artsi artsuye, before, where the guy says, I want to marry that woman, now the element of chov has been removed before the ma'isa. Mm-hmm. The element of chov has been removed before the ma'isa. So therefore what? So now back to standard case. So therefore when I act on your behalf and I do this, I am doing a ma'isa that's a zechus for you. Since I'm doing a ma'isa that's a zechus for you, zach lo mishal afanav. Right? Does everyone follow what we're saying? Good morning. Does everyone understand what hell's saying? Yes? No? Chaim?
I heard what he said. Yeah.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Also, Jane Dobkin. I don't know if we can compare an item with a woman, because it's a mitzvah for him to be married.
Right.
But on the other hand, for an item, somebody say, probably at least once a day, well, they not mat basar v'dam. So people don't want to have, they'd rather do it themselves, or they would rather...
Sonei mataras yichya, but still, it
depends what the situation is. I don't think that you can compare them, because you can object to one, but he's really stuck with the other one, because if not for this agent or the friend, he's not going to get. He may not get married. So it's a different sort of a situation.
I'm not sure. I
think that.
I understand the words you're saying.
I think that.
So by removing the detriment ahead of time, you're back to zachal alam shalav afanav. It's a zechus. Basically, you're qualifying as a zechus. Now the question is, well, why does the Baal Iter say that it's enough to remove the potential chov after the fact? The Rashba insists that it be done before.
Maybe you have to do it before in order to start this process.
Yeah,
maybe
why? Why?
Because otherwise it could be a chov, and afterwards he'd have to go through this again to find out that he actually agreed for this particular one. He may not like her nose. In other words, this was a confirmation. There has to be some commitment on his part.
Right, but the Rashba says that's not good enough. The Rashba says because there's an inherent chov here, you need the... I'm just saying what the Rashba says, you could disagree, but the Rashba says that you need to know ahead of time that he wants to marry this woman.
Yes, so if he knew in advance, before, ahead of time, would he need to say this afterward also?
He doesn't need to say anything.
No, because he already gave authorization. Okay. I follow.
Well, listen, we don't know that. That's the truth is we don't know if he needs anything after or not.
I mean...
That's a separate question. It's not mashma that way. Certainly according to Baal Iter, he doesn't have to say anything. Well, he only has to come in front of Adam and say... He has to say that I'm happy with what he did.
Okay. So he has to do something. He has to make some expression. He can't run off with this one.
No, even according to Baal Iter, he has to do something.
Okay.
But all he has to do is basically make a statement whereby he shows that it was good. So all I'm asking now is the following. Why why. It's true. The Rashba apparently is saying that you need to remove the element of chov ahead of time. So, okay, that means the Baal Itta says it's good enough if you remove the element of chov after the fact. Right? So, still not yet where we need to be. Now, why would you say that I have to remove the chov ahead of time? And why, or why would it be sufficient to remove the chov after the fact?
Because he's not properly a shaliach, because not the chov beforehand.
He's not properly a shaliach.
Yeah, how can you call the guy a shaliach? As in, it seems like not this opinion, whatever the other opinion is saying that retroactively he becomes a shaliach.
Good.
Because the guy approves later on. But the Rashba is saying that if you don't send the guy, if you don't make him a shaliach, how could he do that for you?
No, I hear what you're saying. I think you need to just take a little bit further. What do you mean by saying not shaliach? See?
I'll come back tomorrow. I gotta go back.
According to the Rashba, if you didn't have the sort of tacit consent ahead of time, what's lacking?
Shlichus.
Shlichus?
Yeah.
You're not a shaliach here, really. Remember, yeah. You're not a shaliach. There is no shlichus. In none of these cases, and unless you're getting into how Zechiah works, but unless that's what you mean, but I'm saying you're not a shliach per se. You're not being sent. All that's being said is, "Well, I'd really like to marry that woman," and you on your own go ahead and say, "Well, he, I know he wants to marry that woman. I'm going to go ahead and."
Guy's
das is lacking.
Yeah.
What do you mean his das is lacking?
He doesn't know that you're about to do that.
In neither case, he doesn't know. In neither case does he know. He doesn't know in either case that you're going to do it. He doesn't say, hey, go do this. He says, oh, wow, you see that girl over there? I really want to marry her. Then you go ahead and say, yesterday Chaim told me he wants to marry that girl. And you go ahead and you give her Kesef Kiddushin. So Rashi says you need shlichus. Rabbi Nachman says you can have shlichus or zachin la'olam shlofanav with this type of. He says that's also a form of shlichus. Doesn't he use that lashon? Say that lashon over there. Kilo shavya. Kitchen me delay. Kitchen me delay. Right. No, I thought so. I thought we saw somewhere we said that's you make your own self a shliach, right? Like a self-appointed shaliach?
But he seems to be saying it's lo shaliach.
Who's he?
Rabbi Hananel
saying
it's not
shaliach. Lo shna. Lo shna ki shavi shaliach be'edem v'lo shna ki lo shavi afil artsu yayetze.
Right.
I mean, it's not shaliach. Right. Not strictly speaking shaliach.
Right.
I'm trying to stay away from that machlokas for a moment. I'm trying to stay out of the question of why zochen or how Zechiah works. Let me be descriptive for a minute, maybe this will help. According to the Baal Itur, you could retroactively give your consent. And as a result, what will function? Apparently Zachal Alam Shalafanov will allow what you did, what the other fellow did on behalf of Ploni, to work on your behalf. Rashba says no. There's no such thing as lemafreya. There's no such thing as retroactive. It has to be done by ikara. Right? That's certainly the machlokas here. All I'm asking is why? Why is the Rashba insisting that it be done before? And why is the Baal Itur convinced that it could work after the fact? What's lacking? What's lacking? Well, which is the easier side? Which do you think is the easier side to understand? Rashba's easier? Okay, why?
No,
you said the Baal Itur more?
Absolutely.
Are you just saying that to be argumentative?
Okay.
Why? So why do you think it's more...
It makes more sense.
That you could, after the fact, buy into it?
Yeah, the guy says, I did this. So you say, okay, fine, or no. It's simple. instead of having to appoint somebody.
You didn't appoint in either case, but okay.
Oh,
but
true.
So let's think.
What's the
The Rashba says you have to make it clear that you're interested in that girl ahead of time.
So basically, you're appointing him.
Well, it's not. It's not a formal appointment.
But he's taking it upon himself, if you would go over to her.
You're not saying so many words.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if you did this little favor for me. So, I mean, that's more convoluted.
See, the Baal Eter's saying you can. I don't want to let you think. See, normally when I pick something up and I buy it for you and I say oh zachem shalav fun of, that's like it's yours. I did this mice on your behalf. It's yours. But now we're saying, well, there's an element of chov here. I no longer have the right to say that I did a mice for you.
You did a mice?
What did I do? I did a mice because I went over and I gave the woman money.
You did something?
I gave the woman money. Yeah, but it's not your mice.
It's not your Maisa. It's not.
Not your Maisa. It's not the Maisa of Plony.
Right.
That has no application to you.
Right.
As far as you're concerned, there's no Maisa. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Right. I don't mean you didn't do anything physically. I'm saying halachically, as far as you're concerned, as far as Plony's concerned, there's no Maisa here. Because there's an element of Chov here. So at the time when I did the Maisa, as far as Plony's concerned, I did nothing.
So there's nothing to make it.
So that's it. So you get to come to me after and say, oh, Yishkaich, you did something nice. So what? There's nothing to work from, right? That's what it seems that the Rashba is saying. That it must be me'ikara. It must be me'ikara that it's clear that the person who is, we call the mazaka, that the mazaka is doing something that's a maisa for you. Because without the knowledge that it's good for you, it's not a maisa of yours. It's not your maisa. The only reason why it's your maisa is because of zachen ladam shalavafana. But once you tell me there's an element of chov here, and it's not zach and l'adam shalafanov, then why should that be your maisa? I can't go ahead and say, I can't buy something for you with money and then say, come back and say, oh, here's the bill. I did this for you. Now you owe the guy $100. That's a chov. Where there's no, right? The only way I could do that is if you tell me before, wow, I'm looking for this item. I'm looking for it for a long time to be mashal in my collection. And I'd be willing to spend this much money. Okay, maybe now I know ahead of time that this maisa where it's being sold at a discount, that's a zechus because you're willing to spend that. I know it ahead of time. So then when I go ahead and do it, it's a good maisa for you. It's a zechus. So once it's a zechus, the maisa is attributable to you.
What about
the Rashba is saying that the only reason why the maisa is attributable to you is because it's a zechus. But once there's an element of chov, I can no longer say that. I can no longer say this is your maisa. The only way I could say that now is if I know ahead of time that given this element of chov, this is still something that you want.
And once it's not attributed to the
head,
then we have nothing to talk.
And that's why after the fact, it's not going to help. What's going to help? I didn't do anything for you.
Okay, so
maybe I could do what the Ritva said. I could come in and say, the money that you got because of me, right? You'd be mekadeshes with that hana, something like that. Maybe I could do, but simply to say in front of Edom, I'm very happy with what this mezaka did for me. That's not going to work.
Why not?
Because you didn't do anything.
Wait, I just want to be clear on the.
I'm trying. I don't know.
On
the Rashba?
I'm still on
the Rashba. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not on the idea. I'm just trying to. See, the Rashba says I can't come after the fact and make a Maisa which didn't take place. Now, what do I mean a Maisa didn't take place? Because when I did it, it had this element of detriment for you. Right? I really didn't have any license to say I'm doing this on your behalf. As far as you're concerned,
why can't you say I'm doing this on your behalf, but the guy can reject it, say I don't want it?
Because apparently what we're saying is the only thing that gives me the right to act on your behalf is when it's objectively good for you. That's true. Even still, you might be able to say after, even though it's objectively good, I guess your question, like, where it was good for you and then you decide you didn't want it.
Yeah.
It could be that you are officially the Bialim because it was good for you, and then you're saying, okay, I don't want it anymore. But I don't have the right even to begin to work on you, you know, on your behalf if it's not good for you. It's not going to be attributable to you if it's not good for you.
It's a function in the first place to be able to
do something on your behalf without your specific say so is already a chiddush. Why does that work? Maybe it's assumed shlichus. That's what I'm saying. It's a separate question. Why zechiah works? But let's assume just for argument's sake that's.
I don't understand. I'm asking you very simply. If you do something for somebody.
Now what does that mean? You do something for someone.
Whatever it is, you buy them the spoon. Right.
Right.
For his collection,
right.
But he doesn't want it. So fine. So you did something that you thought was nice, and then the guy says, "No, I don't want it." So I don't know. So does that not fit into this?
Let me just give you a hypothetical within what you're saying. Let's say I picked up that spoon, right?
Yeah.
I picked up that spoon and I picked it up for you.
Yeah.
And then I drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone finds it. Who do they have to give it back to?
It's Hefker.
It's not Hefker. It's not Hefker. If you were Kona it for someone else, he now is the owner of it. That's Zach Lalashalafana. You acquired it for him. It belongs to him. He's the Bialim of it. Now you're right. You can say, yeah, I don't want it.
You bought it.
Forget about bought it.
No.
You bought it?
You bought it.
With your own money?
For me. No, with your money.
Yeah. See, what I'm trying to say is that, according to the Rashba, there's no such thing as Zachal Alam Shlova Fano Lemafreya. No, it's to remove the Chov Lemafreya. Why? Because in order for me to say that when I pick this thing up, it is automatically yours, it has to be predicated on this notion of Zachal Alam Shlova Fano. It has to be Zachos. But let's say this thing has a Chov. This woman has a Chov. What's the chov? She has a sister. You might want to marry the sister. So this is not wholly good for you. It's not entirely zechus.
There are things to marry her, not the sister.
No, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to me.
Right, and you bring the one.
We're trying to
say fine. I'll take her.
He says nothing, and I bring her home, and I say, look, Yanko, look what I brought home for you. Okay, and he says, oh, thank you so much. So according to the Baal Itor, if he says thank you so much in front of Edom, that's good. The Rashba says, no, you can't say thank you very much after the fact. That only would work if you tell me ahead of time, I really like to marry that woman. And all I'm saying so far is that by saying that at the outset, what did you do? You took away this element of chov. You said there is no chov here. You said as far as I'm concerned, even though maybe in theory there's a chov here, you said as far as I'm concerned, this is holy zechus. And once it's holy zechus, then I can go ahead and do it. Zach alam shalafana. Because now my mice is a mice of zachim. But I can't go after the fact and say, oh, what you did before was a mice of zachim, because it wasn't. At the time when I did it, it was an act that involved both chov and zechus, and that's not the funds and act of zechus. If it's not the funds and act of zechus, it's not attributable to you.
But if you want the sister, couldn't you just say that after the fact?
What?
He brings the girl back to you.
That's right.
So after the fact, he can just say,
that's
not what I want.
No, but what about... So how is she Mekudashas to you then?
She's not.
Exactly. She's not Mekudashas to you. Let's say you say yes.
So wait, if you say yes, but my point
she's
is...
She's not Mekudashas even if you say yes, according to the Rashba. Why? Because there was no Maisa Kedushin. Where was the Maisa Kedushin? You'll tell me. Maisa Kedushin I could do myself. I could use a shaliach, or a zachem l'alam shalafonav. But I didn't do it myself. There was no shaliach, and it's not zachem l'alam shalafonav. Why? Because it wasn't a zechus. Now you tell me after that maisa that you did? No, there was no maisa. It wasn't a zechus because there was an element of chov, and you didn't do anything to take away the element of chov.
Doesn't everything have an element of...
No, not necessarily.
No? What wouldn't?
I pick up that thing in the street for you, that's good for you. what you're gonna say,
it's good for me according to you, I don't want it.
I understand, but there objectively there's nothing bad for it. There's nothing bad in it. There's nothing bad.
What? I don't want it.
Okay, so you have the right to say you don't want it, and then I told you that.
So it's like, bad.
That doesn't make it bad. That doesn't make it a chov. A chov means it's some kind of obligation. It's going to cause you some detriment. Not wanting it is not necessarily going to make it inherently bad, objectively
bad.
How
can you say objectively it would be good for me? Well, I guess you could say that. You find tefillin, you give it to somebody
Whatever.
Who's totally secular and he says, I don't want it. But
forget
objectively,
it's
good for you.
Let's say the guy's not tefillin. I don't know. The guy's not tefillin. I find a nice pair of tefillin. You tell me that's a chov. The guy doesn't have to pay $800 not to buy a new pair of tefillin. $1,000 to buy a new pair of tefillin. That's not a zechus. It's not a zechus. But the fact that he's not going to have to pay any...
But all his life he's going to be thinking, oh, it was, you know, it was somebody's looking for it.
The tefillin?
Yeah. How do you know it's hefker?
Okay, let's say I convince him that it's hefker.
Seriously.
There are halachas.
How do you know?
Whatever the halachas are about Veda and hefker, where I found it.
Okay.
Let's say I got to tell him I went to the garbage heap. I was walking through. Huh? Someone was selling. I walked through the garbage heap. I was walking through the dump, and I found this tool. Someone clearly threw it out, but I knew that you would really enjoy it, so I picked it up for you. What's the chov? There's no chov. The guy's not incurring any debt. There's no obligation that he owes anybody. It's only good.
So why doesn't he want it?
I didn't say he doesn't want it.
I'm saying he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it. Okay, so he doesn't want it.
But it's good for him, according to you.
I'm saying it's not bad for him. It's a zechus.
I don't see that. Unless, you know, you're saying the tefillin, but, you know, it's not religious. But, I don't know.
I mean, you're asking more a general question. How do I decide what's a zechus and what's not a zechus? For the moment, I'm saying anything that doesn't have an element of chol, we're assuming is a zechus. You can always tell me you don't want it, fine. But
no, but I'm just trying to say that everything does have a chol.
What
maybe not to you, but
what's
to
the
him
chol?
It
what's
does.
The chol to him if I bring him home a hammer? And he doesn't want it. Fine, he can say I don't want it. But what's
want
the chol?
It.
Why is there a chol there? The fact that he doesn't want it doesn't necessarily make it a chov. That's what I'm trying to say. The fact that he just
you can't imagine why he wouldn't want to have it?
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't create a chov for him. I didn't create a bad situation for him.
Yes, you did. He doesn't want it.
That is not bad. I didn't create an obligation for him. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. Is that bad?
It's not a negative.
Someone gives me a gift that I say, you know, it's not really my taste. Is it bad? Is it something bad for me? No, it's just something I don't need or something that I don't, you know, it doesn't fit. It's not a chov. Someone comes over the store and says, oh, look, I got this scarf for you. Okay, it doesn't fit me. It's too long. It's not a chov. What's the chov? Then I have to get rid of it? I have to give it away to someone else? That's not a chov in this context. You're right. It might not be your first choice. It might not be something you like. It might not be something you want. But that doesn't mean that I couldn't be mezakeh you with it. No?
If somebody buys you
forget about
a boss. Hammer.
Yeah.
Gives you a hammer. And you don't want it.
You don't want it.
There's no chov.
That's not a chov.
Not a chov.
That's not a chov. You're exercising your right to give up your own object. But the fact that it was
what's the definition of a chov?
An obligation. Or a debt.
So, the fact that you can't marry her sister. That's a chov?
Yes.
You don't want to marry your sister.
No, but I took away an opportunity from you.
I don't.
What's the matter? Why are you getting upset?
Because
I took away an opportunity. I didn't have a right to limit you. Before, you can marry whoever you want. Now, if I tell you you're married to this woman, you can't marry that woman.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You don't tell me I'm married to her. I say, okay, sounds good. I ratify it.
I know, but I didn't have the right.
I'm not forced into it.
The point is, I didn't have the right to do this action on your behalf to begin with.
But I'm ratifying it. I'm saying.
But there's nothing to ratify. There's nothing to ratify because what I did wasn't an action that I had the right to do. I only have the right to do an action that's good for you. But here I created a...
I'm saying it was good.
And that's the question, whether you can do it retroactively or not. The Rashba says you can't do that. It has to be at the outset when I do the action that it is inherently an action which is good for you. This is not an action which is good for you. Oh, you told me before I want to marry that girl?
I don't know. I don't get it. I'm ratifying it. So right. Therefore, I'm saying...
So you like the Balita. That's the Balita's position.
Right, but...
So we have to try to explain that time. But right now, we're just done.
I don't... You know... Yeah, there's a chov, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay. So you're advocating for the other side of the machlokas.
Yeah.
That's the Balita's position. But you understand the other. You understand the Rashba, right? The Rashba is saying, you have no authority to do this action for him. So it's not attributable to him. There's only three ways to attribute an action to another person that I do.
If you would say he's attributed...
Or two ways. I do it myself, it's mine. It's shlichus, it's mine. Or it's zachal adam shel b'fanav, it's mine.
If you would say that the marriage is good, whether he ratifies it or not...
That's the Balita. Balita just saying, I tell him it's good.
No. I'm saying if you're telling me...
Oh, he's automatically married. Nothing can do that. No, that's never good. Because he has to be the mishaleach. He has to be the Mekadesh.
See the problem that Rashba has with him ratifying it and everything being...
Because where is the Kiddushin? Where was the act of Kiddushin?
When did it take place?
Yeah.
In that process?
Where is it? Where is the Kiddushin? The guy has to do something to make the Kiddushin, right?
Oh, now you're bringing up something else.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to show you that when it was good for you and wholly good for you, when I did it, it's yours. You sent me to do it. Let's say you send me to do it.
Yeah.
You send me to do it. Yeah. I did what you asked me to do. It's
okay,
your
kiddush. That's clear.
Right. So, but when I do it in your stead without being asked, it's only going to be yours if it was good for you. But here it wasn't 100% good for you. So it can't be yours.
I don't see that. It's good for me. I'm happy. I'm ratifying.
You're the Balita.
Within the structure of Kiddushin,
what?
Are you telling me that within the structure of Kiddushin, I could find any girl on the street, do a Kiddushin for her in Hal's name?
Yeah.
And he's not done a Kiddushin to her?
No. And then we'll say you have to come back to him and tell him, and he has to say, right on, good choice. And according to the Balita, that's good. According to the Rashba, it's not good.
But
the Rashba said that's not good.
But he has to consent after.
He has to, even according to Mal'iter, he has to at least...
Everyone agrees that he has to say okay.
Yeah, at least to say okay, yeah.
So if he's saying okay, I don't necessarily understand the Rashba's position. As in, you're still not really restricting him.
When you did your act of extending Kesef Kiddushin, you weren't extending Kiddushin for him. Ah, you'll tell me I was doing it for him. Yeah, but you don't have the right to do that.
That's clear.
Well, it seems to be that the...
You do
have the right to do that.
No, you don't.
You do.
Why do you have the right to do it? Only the only thing you have the right to do for him is shlichus or zechia. This is not zechia.
Because
now he can't marry a girl's sister. Or her mother.
I don't see that as
a... Her daughter. What do you mean?
I see that...
I don't see why the offers money to him.
That's the chov that you created for him.
He's not actually taking.
You took away an opportunity. But the only reason why he's not taking is because you're not doing something which is good for him. When you're doing something good for him, he is taking.
No, let's say it's totally good for him.
Then he's taking.
No chov.
Then he is taking.
Why?
Because zachon l'adam shel b'fanav. That spoon, I pick it up for you. It's yours. That's your spoon.
All right, I could see all that, but I guess I'm contending that nothing comes without a chov.
Right, but I'm trying to show you that not everything is called a chov just because you would choose not to have it.
So you defined chov as obligation.
Yeah, obligation.
There's
or
no obligation. You give me a hammer.
Exactly, it's no chov. It's not a chov.
And there's no obligation. I can't marry the sister. Where's the obligation?
I don't mean strictly obligation. I mean, we'll call it a halachic detriment. What's the halachic detriment? I'm limited now. I can't marry this girl. You limited me halachically. Listen, I think we made some headway in the Rashi.
But I can choose to marry one sister.
You could have chosen before. But if I come back and I say, here, you're married to this sister, right? Now, we're going back to the beginning. We want to go...
Okay.
No, I'm saying we have to go back to the beginning and tell me now that, yeah, I'm agreeing, but the question is, what are you agreeing to? Oh, I'm agreeing to what you did before. What did you do before?
So
you exceeded your authority.
Again.
Well, you're back to Bal Hita, right?
No, I'm saying, how does he
overcome
this problem?
So tomorrow, Blina, we'll spend some time with the Bal Hita, and...
You
have to come back tomorrow. It's a cliffhanger.
Oh,
and the... and the well, now I think we're halfway there. I think we're halfway through the Bal Hita now. Just... No? And then the Rambam. We'll spend some time with the Rambam. Rambam's difficult. Rambam's difficult. And the truth is, there's a lot of literature that's been generated on this Rambam. Okay. Is this thing still recording?